Time for another update from Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo regarding this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for spending some time to talk to us about the meeting. We appreciate it.
Sure. My pleasure.
So our pleasure, too, to bring the meetings to folks live now here at QATV again. It's great.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And people were calling and they did miss it. So I know that people do appreciate it. Thank you.
Great, great. So it was a relatively light agenda.
It was. We did call the license board meeting on December 8th at 4 p.m. We did have a full board. However, Deputy Chief Bayless sat in for Chief Joe Jackson. And we will go right to agenda item number one. The application was withdrawn at the request of the applicant. That was for Emma Lisa's breakfast and lunch for a common victual license for the premise located at 258 Willard Street for a change of ownership. They weren't ready yet, so they've asked to withdraw, and once they are ready, they will come back and do the necessary paperwork to make that transfer possible. So right on to agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of Panda Momo's Tea Inc. doing business as Moji Tea for a common victual license for the premise located at 54 Billings Road. Proposed manager Minyai Chen, proposed hours of operation 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Ying Hao and Minyi Chen were there to talk about the proposed Moji Tea at 54 Billings Road. It is a popular bubble tea, and they're not going to be serving anything else there but the bubble tea. So that went through 5-0 in favor of that opening up. Agenda item number three was hearing regarding the request of Koi Fortune Inc. doing business as Mr. Pickled Fish for a common victual license for the premise located at 669 Hancock Street. Proposed manager was Yulan Zhang. Proposed hours of operation, 11 a.m. till 12 a.m. And Yulin Zhang was there to speak on behalf of Mr. Pickled Fish. There is 8 seats at that restaurant. It is mainly takeout, and they do not have delivery. They will be open 7 days a week, and the pickled fish, it has different flavors. So that went with a 5-0 vote as well.
Okay. That's, was that Wollaston, 669 Hancock?
Is
that
yes. Yes, it is.
It's a memorable name, I'll have to say that.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Something new to the city. I have not heard pickled fish yet. So
no, I think it's probably popular in, you know, Norwegian cultures. We'll see what happens here.
Agenda item number four was continued until January 2021, at which time the city traffic engineer will have a traffic remediation plan for discussion. Council McCarthy was in favor of the continuance. The request for the continuance came from attorney Christopher Harrington. And so we will hear that in January of 2021.
Okay, this is Popeye's Chicken on the Artery.
It is. Yeah. It is Popeye's Chicken on the Artery, and they are working very hard to work with the city and to make some traffic changes there.
Okay, will they still be able to have their drive up during the delay?
Yes.
They will, okay.
Yes. They've hired a security firm to work with the public there for the traffic issues.
Okay.
Agenda item number five was the hearing to review ongoing violations of the state-phased reopening plan COVID-19 violations, including Friendsgiving event, overcrowding, not enforcing mask requirements, as well as violations of Mass General Law, Chapter 138, Section 34, unlawful sale of alcohol beverage to a person under 21 years of age, excuse me, and Mass General Law, Chapter 138, Section 12, on-premise license allowing alcohol to be taken off the premise at the Crack Pub at 536 Washington Street. Attorney Peter Pasciuco was there, as well as Stephen Kelly, owner-operator of the Crack Pub. Let me go through and give you a little synopsis of what's been happening so far. At the November 10th hearing, the board voted to suspend the license for 3 days on 12-3, 12-4, and 12-5 for violations of the state's phased reopening plan COVID-19 violations. Attorney Pasciuco, on behalf of Mr. Kelly, filed an appeal of a suspension with the ABCC. On November 24th, at the hearing of the board voted to stay the suspension pending the ABCC hearing. At yesterday's hearing was to review additional violations, state-phased reopening plan COVID-19 violations. 11-14 was a Friendsgiving event. 11-25 was the night before Thanksgiving. 11-25 was also the evening where the unlawful sale of alcohol to a person under the age of 21 and the on-premise license allowing alcohol to be taken off the premise. Under the public records law request, legal counsel for Stephen Kelly at the Crack Pub requested and was issued all subsequent reports and pitches for the record. All board members received the same information prior to yesterday's hearing. So I asked the attorney and Stephen Kelly if they would like to speak at that time, which they did. The attorney told us that Stephen Kelly was not at work the day of the Friendsgiving event and thought it was just going to be for a couple of people. We had pictures of a buffet style set up there, which is obviously a COVID violation. People bunched together, not wearing masks. We also talked about an underage patron that had walked out of the Crack Pub and down the side street with an alcohol beverage in his hand. He said that the attorney mentioned that the owner wasn't there that night, wasn't there at the Friendsgiving event. The night that the patron left with the 18-year-old left with the alcohol beverage, he was there. However, he said that the gentleman gave an Irish passport to get into the Crack Pub. The lieutenant, Peter Tarowski, who interviewed the patron, said that he only had a mass driver's license on him and that he was an American citizen. So the attorney also asked, you know, that Mr. Kelly work with the city, and he was eager to be sure that all the COVID regulations were being followed. However, Jay Duca spoke up, and he said that there was a patio put in the back in the past where permits were not pulled. And that he didn't feel like after a couple of times of warnings, tickets, and coming before the licensing board that Mr. Kelly was really willing to work with the city to do right. So then the police chief asked some questions of Lieutenant Tarowski about the evening of 11:25, where and so did the attorney. I think that they were answered truthfully, obviously, and the outcome was that the health commissioner made a motion to close the crack pub until phase four of the reopening. So with that, the police chief seconded the motion, and Susan Kindergan did a roll call vote for the board, and it was 5-0 to close the pub until the phase four. That's where we stand today.
Okay, so that would be up to the governor to declare phase four, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, you know, obviously hard times falling on all of these small business owners and trying to, you know, with the numbers ticking up in the city of Quincy and all over the state, you know, we feel our responsibility is to, you know, err on the side of caution and to make sure that our citizens are safe. So that's where my decision came from anyway, you know, and that's the end result.
Okay. Now, does that take effect immediately, Nikki?
It does. So Detective Follin is going to call Mr. Kelly this morning, and they'll make arrangements to go down and take the license until the phase four reopening.
Okay. And so does he have any appeal with this at all?
He has 5 days to appeal to the ABCC.
Okay. Would that delay the closure if he were to file an appeal?
You know, we're going to take the license. So, you know, without a license, I don't know what he's appealing, if that's the case.
Okay.
You know, I would not entertain a stay at this time. And if, I guess we would have to speak with the solicitor's office here at the city of Quincy and work out those details as they may.
Okay. And so what does this do to the 3-day suspension that was voted earlier? Does it negate that, or does that, you know, maybe get tacked on it when he reopens again?
I suppose that we'll just have to wait and see. See if he does appeal, and then, you know, what the ABCC wants to do with that appeal as well.
Okay. All right. I don't think, do you know, has the board ever taken this kind of action because of COVID-19 so far?
No, we have not.
Okay. So this is a first.
It wasn't an easy decision, but I think in the interest of the public, it was the right one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are many other similar establishments that are following the rules, right?
That's right. And more to come. You know, and so as of Sunday, you'll have to wear your mask all the time. And, you know, you have to have food in front of you before you can take your mask off. And you know, I feel so bad. But at the same time, the public's interest is first and foremost.
Yeah, according to the governor's, you know, rollback, there's reduced capacity now. There's a reduced number of people at tables, reduced time you can be in a restaurant, so that they're really facing a tough winter for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are any restaurants in Quincy doing anything outdoors, Nikki, like covered outdoor, do you know?
Not that I know of, not at this time.
Okay.
We didn't get any request for extension of temporary premise after the December 1st date.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. And that was the last item, right?
Yes, it was. So we will be meeting again on December 22nd, where we'll have the 2021 liquor license renewal votes.
Oh, okay. Very good. Until then, anything else going on with regards to finishing up election numbers or census numbers?
We're all done with the election, which I'm happy to say. we are moving on to census. We did have a brief meeting in the state last week. There's some talk about maybe opening up the federal census again under the Biden administration for a short time. It was cut short by a month under the Trump administration. So if that happens, we'll be back to work on that. And right down the pike comes redistricting.
Right. Yes. And then of course there is a municipal election in 2021, right?
That's right.
All right. Until then, appreciate your time, Nikki. Good to see you.
Okay. Thank you. Good to see you as well.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.